We'd thought the 1995 conference was the last one before the general election, and then John Major kind of had another year. And it was the summer of 1996, and we'd had the Euro 96 football championships that summer in England and Britain. And there was a football song, which was a big hit, called "Football's Coming Home," which I will not sing to you. Although I could, but I will not sing to you. And we got to the Sunday night at about 11 at night at the Labour Party conference, before Gordon Brown speaking on the Monday, Tony Blair on the Tuesday. And finally, they had a conversation about what was in each other's speeches. And they discovered they had both written exactly the same ending, which was the ending of their speech, "Labour's Coming Home." this kind of football evocation of the excitement and unity of 96. And Tony Blair said, "You'll have to take it out, because I'm the leader of the Labour Party and that's my ending." And Gordon Brown said, "You'll have to take yours out, because my speech is the day before yours." And in any case, he said, "I'm more of a football fan." And then Tony Blair said, and in the end, they went away and sat in their rooms for a couple of hours. And in the end, Gordon Brown sort of said, "It will have to come out."
Oh, right.
And so Gordon took... How could you be in a position where the Shadow Chancellor and the leader of the Labour Party were not looking at each other's speeches until 11 o'clock on the Sunday night before the speech was delivered the next morning? I mean, it's actually, when you think about it, it's totally ridiculous. Ed Miliband...
What is your answer to that interesting question?